Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday. It is not Thursday. See what happens when you move the day of the show? It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2013. I am, as ever, just delighted that you're here. And I think we've got a really good show today. There is so much to talk about. But the big story that I want to address this week is Search Engine Journal has a post, as do a lot of people, about the fact that Google has made a move to make all searches secure. They've made it that as people do their searches, their data is secure. Now, this sounds like a really good thing, and I would argue, for the most part, it is a really good thing. However, every silver lining must have a cloud, so there's some negatives to this. There's some problems here. So let's take a step back and talk about what all this means and why you're going to care. Today, when you do a search on Google, today, assuming that you're not logged into Gmail or Google Plus or another of Google's services in the browser, that query is done in the open. The data about that query is passed along to the website that you visit. So if you do a search for, in e-commerce consulting genius, and, you know, naturally I rank number one for that. I don't know that I do. I really should check that before I tell you to search that. You're going to do that. You're going to find my competitors, and then there's all kinds of trouble. But let's say you do a search for a specific thing, a restaurant in your town, or and ideally a non-branded search. So you're not searching for the name of the restaurant. You're searching for, Thai restaurants near me, or Thai restaurants in a zip code, or hardware stores, or things along those lines. The actual query that you typed gets passed along to the site that you click through to. And for years, marketers and e-commerce folks and SEOs, search engine optimization folks, have used that data to make their site more effective at showing up at ranking when you conduct that search. So I could say, okay, I want to rank better for e-commerce consulting genius. And I can tell how frequently I get traffic from that based on looking at the search data. Well, about 2 years ago, what Google did was they started passing searches that were encrypted. So if you were logged into Gmail, or if you were logged into Google Plus, or if you were logged into any of their services like that, and you conducted that search, Google didn't give the search term along with the query, along with the request to the web page. Instead, you got something that simply said in your reports, "not provided." And Google said that they were doing this to protect the privacy of their searchers, of their customers, people who are searching for this information. And all of that's great, right? Now, unfortunately, that started to have an impact on people's business to a degree, not because it provided less traffic. Let's be very clear. This did not change the traffic your site gets. It changes your ability to understand where the traffic is coming from. But Google said at the time that this should affect no more than 10%, 15% of all search traffic. Okay, that turned out not to be true. In fact, increasingly, as Google has promoted Gmail and Google Plus and its various services, the incidence of this has gone up. And it's gone up a fair bit to the point where some folks reported it as much as 75% of the traffic.
Okay.
Which is fine, because Google has now announced that it's going to affect 100% of their traffic, because they're going to start holding on to this information, protecting this information, as they put it, for 100% of all searchers, whether you're logged in or not. Now, that's a drag. And that's why I'm kind of calling this, you know, this is Google's SEO shutdown. Or is this? I shouldn't say it, that I'm calling this or that this is this. I'm asking, is this Google's SEO shutdown? Is this their way of telling people who do SEO, search engine optimization, stop? And my answer to that question is no. And yes, a little bit. And I'm going to spend the bulk of this show talking about why that is and what I mean by no and yes. Now, Google claims they're doing this because they want to protect their customers' privacy. And that's probably true, but I think there are four reasons. The first is definitely privacy to a degree. And the reason I say to a degree is because they're kind of lying at the same time. Because while they're doing this for natural search, they're not preventing the data from being passed for paid searches. So if you click on an ad, they are passing along what people searched for. So if their number one concern is privacy, you'd think they'd protect that data for all searches, paid or natural. I'm glad they don't. And to be fair to Google, there's no guarantee they won't do that in the future. But today, privacy is not necessarily the only reason. So what are the others? Well, the second is I think they are determined to kill or at minimum seriously wound so-called black hat SEOs. These are the folks who try to game the system every chance they get. I wrote a piece about this actually about a year ago where I asked the question, is SEO dead? And my answer was, at the time, was no, it's not. And I stand by that answer. This does not end SEO. What it does do, though, is it makes life incredibly harder, much harder, for people who are trying to game the system. Now, I don't want to be cynical. I'm actually a really optimistic guy. I think the world is, you know, more sunshine and rainbows most of the time than I think it's, you know, all doom and gloom. I tend to think I'm a realist. There's plenty of doom and gloom in the world, but there's plenty of sunshine and rainbows too, right? But at the risk of sounding cynical, I do believe that as long as there's a system, somebody's going to come along and try to game it. So I think Google is actively saying, we're going to make it more challenging for people to game the system. And that's going to really impact these black hat SEOs in a negative way in the near term, while they try to figure out new ways to game the system. If they can't get the data about what people are searching for as easily, they're going to have to work much, much harder. Now, another reason that I think Google is doing this, and you're going to hang with me on this one, is to improve the relevancy of the search results. Now, I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive. How do they improve relevancy by eliminating marketers' access to information? Well, the answer is because of number two, killing and wounding black hat SEO. The harder they make it to game the system, the more likely it is that people who don't game the system actually rise in the rankings relative to those folks who are gaming the system, and the likelihood that they're giving a more relevant result to a searcher, which is Google's stated goal. They want to provide the answer of what is the page that is the right solution to the search that the guest or the customer put in when they searched. So by making it harder for black hats to appear there, by definition, the stuff that sticks around should be more accurate and more relevant for the people who conducted the search. So, yay, Google, right? Of course, those are the three reasons that seem most obvious. Privacy, kill or wound Black Hat SEO, and improve relevancy. And of course, the fourth reason is that they want to improve their ad sales. Because if the only way you can get the data is to pay them for traffic, then there's going to be some group of people who are going to pay them for traffic. So you put those four together, privacy, kill, wound, Black Hat SEO, improve relevancy, and improve ad sales, you're going to get a better picture of why Google's doing this. Now, does this kill SEO? Does this mean that Google is shutting down the SEO, the tactics that SEOs are using? Absolutely not. I cannot emphasize this enough. SEO is not dead. Despite the controversial title, despite the fact that I've talked about this in the past, there are plenty of things that good quality SEOs do that you'll still be able to do. And I talked about this in that post that I wrote a year ago, and I would talk about it today. You're still going to focus on creating relevant content and relevant information for your customers. You know, we talk about content marketing a lot. Well, a big component of content marketing is putting the right information together to actually answer your customers' needs. Now, to do that, it's helpful to know what they're searching for, but you can continue to get that data from places like Google Suggest and Google Trends and actually the AdWords keyword tool, which obviously, if you're not doing paid search, you may not have access to or may not get the best information from. But do a quick little campaign, do a cheap campaign just to get access to the tool and you'll see some stuff, right? So I don't think this is tragic from this perspective. It's a pain, but it's not tragic. I wrote a review last week of Robert Scoble and Shel Israel's book, The Age of Context. And increasingly, search is driven by people's context. So this will force SEOs, the good ones, not the snake oil salesmen, but the good ones, to pay more attention to the contexts in which their customers are searching. And we're going to see more of this over time. I wrote a post, 6 months ago, about what Watson, Xbox, and Google are telling you right now, that talks all about where search is going and things like that and why this really matters. I wrote another post, another Travel Tuesday post that was called The Future of Travel Search and Mobile that was related to this. IBM on their Smarter Planet blog talks about the era of cognitive computing, right? These search engines are getting smarter and they want to filter out the junk. And so they do want to make it harder for black hats and people who are only focused on keyword data to do what they do. I talked about this back at the end of last year in terms of trends that needed to be watched for 2013. And one of them is that context plus content equals conversions. And that's what we're seeing. There's going to be more focus on content and more focus on content and context. So, what do you do? Well, first off, I'm going to link to some really great tips. Avinash Kaushik has a great tip, a great series of tips on his blog. The Search Engine Journal post that started this episode off has got some great tips, but I'm going to summarize some things that I've seen and that seem to make sense. The first thing you want to do is measure how big the impact is of this to your business. I have clients that are only seeing, admittedly, a sizable number, but 15% of their business coming from organic search. And only 20% of their business coming from organic search, and maybe 70 to 75% of that organic search being from Google. Now, that means that they're losing information from 15% of the traffic to their site. That's a drag, but it's manageable. I also have clients who get 50% of their traffic from organic search and most of that from Google. Obviously, it's more impactful in those cases, but again, still manageable. So make sure your response to this is proportionate to the impact it has to your understanding of your business. Because again, this doesn't affect your traffic. It affects what you know about that traffic. Secondly, within your analytics tool, Google Analytics or whatever you use, look at your pages reports and make sure that you understand, you know, landing pages and actual just pages on the site to understand growth of organic traffic on the pages that are getting the most traffic so that you can determine, are your SEO activities still working? At that point, it doesn't matter about keywords as much, but you're focusing on is the page performing? Is the page producing the way you would like it to? Third, if you're using Google Analytics, make sure you integrate Google's webmaster tools into Analytics, because then you'll be able to see a whole bunch of data about queries and the landing pages and things like that that will enable you to focus on, are your activities producing the result you want? Fourth, make sure that you're looking at paid traffic. If you're doing paid, use that data, because the correlation between paid and natural tends to be pretty good and tends to help you be more effective. And the beauty of it is, because quality score, which is Google's ranking of how good a page is, affects how much you pay when you do pay-per-click advertising, improving the page from a paid search perspective will also improve your natural rankings. So don't discount the paid traffic. And then finally, look at Bing and Yahoo data. You can actually create a custom segment in Google Analytics for this, but look at that data to see how that's working for you. While it may only be a small percentage of your traffic, it should also give you a good sense of how much what people are searching for there. So you can use that to your advantage too. If it's only a percent of your traffic or something like that, maybe it's less valuable, but certainly don't discount it out of hand. So this is a big deal in terms of how you measure what's going on your site. It is. That's a fact. It does change how you do what you do. But because it's focused on providing the right content and the right context to your customers, I think it's a change for the better. Yeah, it's annoying. Nobody's disputing that. It annoys me to no end because I live for data, as anybody who's listened to the show knows. But it is not the end of the world by any stretch. And with the access to the information that you do have, and with the tools that you do have, it can help you focus on the things that actually will do the right things for your customer anyway. And anytime you're doing what's best for your customer, that's the best thing you can do for your business. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. I think this is something we're going to continue to watch for a while and continue to evolve best practices, so don't think this is the last you've heard of this. But if you have thoughts or comments or questions or anything you'd like to know about this or other topics, by all means, send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. And of course, you can subscribe to the show in iTunes or in Stitcher, or in your favorite podcaster by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or Thinks Out Loud. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. I hope you have a fabulous week. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy this gorgeous fall weather that we're having here in the Northeast or wherever you may be. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here again on Thinks Out Loud next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.